The Power Packs Geek Speak. Thanks to the Telstra Store, Mount Barker and Murray Bridge. With Adelaide's tech guy, Richard Pascoe.
Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide tech guy, and also football enthusiast. How excited? What give us your levels for this weekend of footy?
It's great, isn't it? You know, we're going to win. We'll still be on top, clean up the Crows. It's all that counts, but it's good to have football back. The pubs are open as well. I'm starting to be a more happier man now.
So just the fact that the banter has returned, whether you're a Crows fan, a Port fan, or support any other team, the banter is back. Very, very exciting. All right, we'll talk about the NBN very soon, but let's start with Facebook photos. There's a lot of people that are going to want to back those up. How can you do that?
I get asked this question all the time. So pleased that suddenly somebody's done something about it. Google Photos have come to the rescue for this. So if you've got a Google Photos account, it's as simple as anything. I've put all this is up on the website as well. So nice. If you go into the settings on your Facebook account, you look for your Facebook information, and you're going to find transfer a copy of your photos or videos. You click on that and the link to Google Photos will open. It will ask you to authorize Google Photos and it's all done for you.
Right.
It's a very, very simple process, but ensures that you don't lose any photos that you've saved on Facebook. I reckon it's a great idea.
Yeah, that is a super idea. Is the quality okay?
It's all right.
Yeah.
It's however you uploaded them. And remember, when you upload a photo to Facebook, they always decrease the quality.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. But hey, do you know what? At least you've got the memories. That's the most important thing.
That's exactly right.
Windows 7, this is a bit of a scourge at the moment because, I mean, wind back the clock, it was an incredibly reliable program. But now, should it still be on people's PCs?
In a word, no, it shouldn't on there as well. And this upsets people when I go along and say this. There is actually still 25% of the market still on Windows 7, which stuns me. There have been no updates to Windows 7 for the last 5 months.
Yep.
On there as well. I've got to say, if you're on Windows 10 today, it's Windows Update Day. They're just sending down all the new updates this morning, so they've already come down. Yeah, but you don't have to do anything about it because it gets done and installed. Windows 7, bit of a manual process for you to do it. So you've got to remember, we've had Windows 7 since 2009. It's ended support now, so it's time to make that move. But 1 in 4 homes and businesses have still got it on their computers. So when we don't receive patches, there are issues there. And in fact, the UK's National Cyber Security Centre has actually warned people not to use Windows 7 for internet banking or even email.
Right.
So it is quite, you're taking a chance by using it. Windows 10 is the top operating system out there. It's on 1 billion devices around the world now, 57.83%. But honestly, you can still do that in-place upgrade from 7 to 10. You don't have to buy a license. You can try and do it yourself. I'll put some instructions up on my website about this as well. Does it cost you for the license as well? The big tip I'll give everybody out there is if you're going to do it, get rid of your antiviruses on Windows 7 before you do it. That's the issue that seems to occur in more changes from 7 to 10 than anyone else.
So just clarify that for me again, Richard. There's no cost in upgrading from 7 to 10. Is that right or not?
That's right. It's an in-place upgrade. They want you to be on Windows 10. So if you're on Windows 8, you can do exactly the same thing. And Windows 8 was terrible. You can go along, you can make the move. I'm still doing it on machines, and I think I've had one that wouldn't take it.
All right.
It'll probably be about the last couple of months.
There's no reason not to take the time to do that upgrade. A worrying bit of news, Richard. You've just revealed to me off air that a supply of beer has stopped because of a cyber attack. What's going on?
Yeah, Lion, the company, has shut down all their IT systems because of a cyber attack. So Lion, as we know, we've got the great beer lines that come from. They promise that we won't run out of beer, but they also produce milk as well. So Pure Milk, Farmers Union, iced coffee, all of those.
Oh, God, double whammy.
I know, it's really bad, I've got to say that. So, we might see a bit of a run on Lion products today. So, we might, run out, get your iced coffee this morning, people.
I could just hear the pitter-patter of feet stampeding towards the supermarket. Okay, let's talk NBN because it's not Australia's favourite thing, let's be honest. What's happening now? Why is it copping more criticism?
It's getting to the end of it, the rollout now. So at the end of June, it's supposed to all be rolled out. To help speed up the rollout, they've actually shifted around 42,000 premises that were designated to receive fixed wireless. A lot of people in the hills designated to receive fixed wireless. I'm on fixed wireless. To its fixed line satellite footprints because they were unable to secure land or support to build new towers.
Right.
So they're basically moving the numbers around on there as well. So, you know, so there are 22 premises that were planned to be served by fixed wireless. They're going to be served by fixed line technology. And 20,000 premises are going up to be served by satellite. Got to say, between us, satellite's not very good.
Yeah, so it's not a great solution in the end. I mean, it's how incredibly disappointing. As a nation, we should be able to do better than this. So to have this as kind of like our end game, nah, just crap. And speaking of crap.
Crap tech of the week. I said crap tech of the week.
Richard Pascoe's crap tech of the week.
That's what they pay me for, Richard. Great segues.
It's great, isn't it? But it's an app this week. So Lister actually sent this in. Big thank you to Bill who sent this to me. Nudifier.
Okay. What is Nudifier?
Nudifier, they describe as a fun, easy-to-use app that makes the mysterious and previously high-cost process of nudification, I didn't know there was such a word, available to everyone out there. So you know when you pixelate those photos on there as well to go along when something might happen to you. They're using for nudity. So they say snap a photo, paint off your clothes, all you do is pixelate them, frame your nudified photo for sharing with everyone. Please don't.
Yeah.
We don't need to see this.
Red
they
flags.
Say instant embarrassment, yeah, for the idiot that actually posted it as well, and giggles galore. No, nobody's going to be laughing at this. A couple of quotes on there that Nudifier put up. Nudify my team was the bonding experience our company needed. No, it's not. Really, yeah, that's awful. So my co-workers think Nudifier is the greatest app they've ever seen. That's because they haven't been out of the office since 1980.
Yeah.
You can pick, draw and share, add a caption, put your nudified photo onto magazine cover. Note, please don't do that. And now, this is a bit controversial. They actually put on there, this is no word, this is on their app, great for work, home and political rallies. Can I just say... After last Saturday, if you wanted to nudify up the front, I think you'd be, I don't think that would go down too well at all. So, no, we don't need that. Nudifier, no, we don't need it at all, but it's the crap app of the week this week.
Massive warning signs around that one. You can check out all of Richard's up-to-date information at adelaidetechguy.com.au. Richard, it's always a pleasure, mate. Go the power. I'll catch you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Simon.